That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you, America. And the invasion of America is well underway. The first waves of illegals are crossing our sovereign border from California all the way to Texas. And we're going to have a lot to say about this today, and we'll be opening up the phone lines. I hear the anger and the righteous indignation from the Republicans down there on the border. I get it. But the reality is, if it's as bad as they say it is, why are we not taking up arms, ladies and gentlemen? Why is it the governors of Texas and New Mexico and California and Arizona are not calling out the National Guard and law-abiding citizens to take a stand? Why is that not happening? I mean, this is a big deal. We have got a lot of audio we're going to be playing, reports from along the southern border. And my hat is off to Senator Ted Cruz and the other lawmakers who are down there trying to expose all of this. But the reality is, if it's as bad as they say it is, then why are we not ordering the governors to do something? Your state has been overrun. And look, I get it. Democrats control Arizona. I get that. But Texas, why hasn't the governor of Texas called on every able-bodied, law-abiding gun owner to get in their pickup trucks and head to the southern border? Because we know one thing, that force works. As a matter of fact, yesterday we saw video of National Guard troops armed with barbed wire, and they were holding back at least 10,000, they're saying, 10,000 illegal alien invaders. But it should be all hands on deck. And trust me, it's not a matter of if it's as bad. It is that bad. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have very disappointing news for you, because your town is about to become a border town. There's no way places like Brownsville, Texas are going to be able to accommodate 45,000 illegals that are expected to cross today across that border. There's no way. We know that there have been reports of unmarked white vans, no license plates, by the hundreds that are parked at local airports. And the suspicion is they're going to be using those vans to transport the illegals to your homes, to your communities. So that is going to happen. So you're looking at least the first month. They're saying about 400,000 to 700,000, and by then you're going to have about 400,000 illegals a month coming across the southern border. So we're going to be taking your calls on this. What advice do you want to give the governors of the border states? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Do you realize by the end of President Biden's first term in office, we could have as many as 15 million illegals living in this country? Those are the new illegals. Ladies and gentlemen, we could have upwards of 50 to 60 million illegal aliens in this country. Now, I want you to think about something for just a moment. Think about where we would be as a country economically if the borders had only been secure, because those illegals are not giving back to the economy. The illegals are not added value to who we are as American citizens. You see, in this country, we have, and by the way, I know I'm going to get the emails. There you go, Starnes. You're just a xenophobe. You hate brown-skinned people, don't you? You evil white man, you. No. No, that's not it at all. As a matter of fact, the people that are being hurt the most by the illegals happens to be the Hispanic American community, the law-abiding people, the people who came here legally. And that's who I'm standing up for. I'm standing up for all the migrants who have put in their papers. They've done the paperwork. They're taking the test. And they're doing everything they can to become a law-abiding citizen of America. And in many of these cases, it takes years. Yes, the immigration system is broken, but that doesn't mean you can just throw open the borders. We cannot survive as a nation. We can't even call ourselves a nation if we are not going to have secure borders. We cannot be a sovereign nation. Now, I don't know about you, but what I am watching happen at our border right now, this is the first time in American history where we have willingly allowed our nation's borders to be breached. When the British tried to invade the second time back in the War of 1812, guess what happened? We repelled the invaders with force. And we did the same thing to the French and the Spanish, the Mexicans. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening down in Texas right now is it's a modern-day Alamo. So I'm just rather baffled, because the language coming from the lawmakers, the Republican lawmakers, is that we're in the middle of a war right now. So where is the Republican governor of Texas setting the example for the rest of the nation? Why isn't he doing whatever needs to be done to stop the invasion? That's what I want to know. So look, Senator Ted Cruz is down there, and he's talking to the media. And these media, they're all leftist loons. I mean, they really are. And he's having none of it. Cut number five.
The talking point of the Democrats, which this media reporter happily parrots, is, gosh, the problem can't be fixed. There's one little problem with that. It is an utter and complete lie. In 2020, the last year of the Trump presidency, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. You ask, what have I done? I've championed the men and women of Border Patrol. I've championed securing the border. I've championed Remain in Mexico. And we turned this problem around and solved it. And we went from Joe Biden inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. And the first day in office, he made political decisions to cause this problem. And you should be ashamed of yourself, because you're a reporter and you're not reporting facts. You're telling lies. Joe Biden made a political decision, and they turn a blind eye. If you want to know just how much they turn a blind eye, 6 weeks ago in the Judiciary Committee, I questioned Alejandro Mayorkas. I put up a poster board of colored wristbands. And I asked him, Mr. Secretary, what are these colored wristbands? And he said, I don't know. I have no idea. That was the one bit of his testimony that truly shocked me, because just about every illegal immigrant who crosses the border is wearing a colored wristband. They correspond to how many thousands of dollars the immigrants owe the cartels. And the fact that Mayorkas doesn't even know what they are, if you stand on the banks of the Rio Grande River, as I have done many times, you see hundreds or thousands of these wristbands laying in the ground. Sir, I don't know if you stood there, but I know Mayorkas hasn't, because he didn't know what the wristbands were. And that means he hasn't talked to the Border Patrol agents either. It is immoral. And when those kids cross, the teenage boys who owe thousands of dollars to the cartels, the Biden administration flies them to every city in America. They fly them to Kansas. And there those teenage boys are forced to work for the Mexican drug cartels, committing crimes to pay off the money they owe. And if they don't pay it off, they'll murder their families. And I'll tell you, as bad as the boys have it, the girls have it worse. There are thousands upon thousands of teenage girls trapped in sex slavery. And yet, for those of you in the media who don't report on that, you should be ashamed. This is evil. And the reason you don't see any Democrats here is they can't defend this. They're counting on the press not to cover it. It's wrong.
Well, it is wrong. And as a matter of fact, you've got black Americans in Chicago that are spitting mad over this. Yesterday, we played some audio. They had a huge town hall meeting Turns out they're only going to get about 250 illegals in their community, and they've gone bonkers. I mean bonkers mad. And I want to tell the good black citizens of Chicago, you get what you vote for. I really don't feel sorry for you. But I do come and tell you that there is hope, and that hope is that you consider changing your political affiliation, because the Republicans were actually stopping illegal immigration. And by the way, and he's not wrong there, Ted Cruz talking about how the illegals are coming to Kansas. They're also coming to your state. Now, you people listening to us on KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, the Democrats here in this town are actually, they want illegals that are crossing the border now brought to Memphis. And you better believe, black Memphians, pay attention now, all you black Democrats out there, this is what happens. They don't care about you. They're shoving you to the side. They've got a new base of supporters. They're called illegal aliens, and they're coming right across the border. So you better wake up, folks, and you better wise up, because this is an ugly situation. By the way, every illegal alien coming across the border, and we have the video on ToddStarns.com. You can see it for yourself. Every one of these illegals is getting a taxpayer-funded cell phone. And we're even paying for the plan. Now, if Ben Dieter or Dylan Dandridge, are some of our staffers here, if you wanted to go out and get a phone, guess what? You got to go get a job so you can pay your bills. But the illegals, we're not only paying for our cell phone plan, we're paying for theirs as well. That's what's going on here. And it's not just the phones. We're paying for their food, their lodging, their health care, their plane ticket. By the way, you go down to the airport. If Ben Dieter, if you were going down to Memphis International Airport to catch a flight back home for Mother's Day so you could hug your beautiful mother, if you did that and you had no ID, you had no identification, they would either tell you to turn around and get out of the airport, or they would lock you in some sort of a TSA holding cell until they could figure out who you were. But the illegal aliens, Ben Dieter, are allowed to walk through and get on board American jetliners without a single piece of identification.
It's crazy.
Do you realize how dangerous that is?
Why do we have to then show our IDs then, Todd?
It's a great question.
If they don't, I mean, we're American. It's unbelievable.
Next time I'm going to the airport, which will be in a couple of weeks, I'm going to walk up to him. Buenos dias. Tord el starneso.
You're going to self-identify.
Yo quiero Taco Bello. That's exactly what I'll do. Just go. And you know what they'll do? Welcome, Senor Starness. Board the airplane.
I want a cell phone, Todd. I want a cell phone. A new one.
There you go. And you know they're getting 3 hot meals a day down there. And a lot of people in America are going hungry today. I just want to point that out for you. By the way, here's some more audio of Ted Cruz. They had some far-left reporters down there, and man, I mean, he smacked them down. Take a listen.
I'm standing here at our southern border. That's the Rio Grande River right behind me. I'm in Brownsville, Texas. Title 42 is going to expire in just a few hours. We're seeing an invasion at our southern border. And there are, right now, over 22,000 illegal immigrants right across the river. You can see the lights. You can see people camping out. You can see a fire right there. If you look, you can see them. They're waiting.
Okay, stop that. Yeah, that's not it. We'll get it when we get a break. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to go to your phone calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Hi, Todd Stearns here, and I want to tell you about Calitrin. It not only helps you shed pounds, but Calitrin also gives you an energy boost. Here's my friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
Hey, y'all. That's right. Calitrin is not just for weight loss. I mean, with Calitrin, it doesn't have any drugs, no stimulants, but it revs up your metabolism naturally through rebuilding that lean muscle tissue. So you do experience side benefits, like better energy, natural joint pain. It's even great for sleep when you're taking it at bedtime. So it really is a great health supplement that's also going to help you lose weight too. Now, our 90-day supply is where our huge 86% success rate is, so it's not going to be a quick fix for weight loss. It's not going to be a fad product, no drugs, no stimulants, but it is proven successful and it's proven safe, even with medication. So you can go on our website, toploss.com, to check it out. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And Elizabeth, be sure to use that promo code Todd.
Something. What rate of illegal immigration did we have in 2020? Do you know anything? I asked you a question.
How long have you been in office?
Do you know anything?
How long have you been in office?
I've been in office 11 years now.
And this has been kicked the calendar in multiple administrations.
Except your role. Okay, you don't get to argue with me. You asked your question. You asked your question. You don't get. You want to hold a press conference? You can do it over there.
You
want to hold a press conference? You can do it over there.
How are you,
Senator? So hold on. I'm going to answer his question.
There you go. All right, folks. That's it. That's you've got the mainstream media turning a blind eye to what's happening at your southern border. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Mal in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Mal. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Just calling to talk about that border situation going on. Crazy.
It is. And what do you think we ought to be doing, Mal, that we're not doing?
Well, I agree with you. We need to send every able-bodied American down there who owns a gun and protect our sovereignty of this country, because we all better either need to learn Spanish real quickly or, you know, I got to tell you, Cleveland, I know you've been at Truett McConnell before. Cleveland, Georgia is a small, sleepy, local, generationally local town. And I talk to people that I work with. People have stuck their heads in the sand. They don't even know what's going on. They don't really care what's going on and don't believe that it's coming to us and coming to us really soon. And it's terrifying me. It's just terrifying me that, you know, we're going to have tent cities here and taxes continue to go up. And I'm just so frustrated with the talk from both parties. They've got to get some action going down there.
Mal, they have to. But the reality is the Democrats really want the chaos. They thrive in the chaos, and they have to have the chaos to move this country down the road to socialism. I mean,
absolutely. It's smoke and mirrors.
That's what it's about. And again, you talk about, you know, I ask this question all the time of the liberals. We used to have Democrats come on this program. Now they're terrified. I don't know why. I'm a very nice person. But I ask the Democrats this question. How many illegals is enough for you? Are you saying that we should bring in 10,000, a million, 10 million, 20 million? They will not answer that question. And now there's another question I ask every single time. So let's just say you've got a job and only one available spot. Do you hire the American or do you hire the illegal? You got a scholarship for your school, one scholarship. Do you give it to the illegal or do you give it to the American kid? They don't want to answer those questions.
It's sad, but we just need to wake up. And I can't believe we impeached a president for a phone call, and we can't get this.
That's it.
I'm a geriatric nurse. I'm telling you right now, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to realize this man is incompetent. And the people that are running this country around him are running us right into communism.
That's it. Mal, we got to leave it there, and thank you for the call. And by the way, congratulations to our friends at WDUN, brand new studios opening up on the beautiful town square there in Gainesville, Georgia. So can't wait to get down there and see the new digs, as they say. By the way, I want to welcome all of our new listeners to this program in West Tennessee, WTJS 93.1 Super Talk. And if you are listening to us today on 93.1 Super Talk, WTJS, we're going to give you a prize package. It's our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood, sort of a Todd Starn Show swag bag, if you will. You just have to give us a call. It is also Open Line Fridays. And on Fridays, we let you talk about whatever you want to talk about. The rest of the week, we try to keep you on target on the issue. But today, Open Line Friday, 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We're going to be taking your calls. By the way, toddstarns.com, we have all sorts of great information there for you to check out, including live videos from the border. What a mess down there. All right, folks, hang tight. We will be right back. This is the Todd Starns Radio Show.
if you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
Getting some good reports coming from the border. I want to share this info from Bill Malusian, who is a good guy, good friend of this program, from Fox. Bill says Texas National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety have fortified much of the main illegal crossing in Brownsville. So there was a free-for-all just a few days ago of just thousands of people crossing the border. But not now, thanks to, again, the Texas National Guard. They've got the barbed wire, and more importantly, they have armed National Guard troops there. And the illegals are not stupid. And again, he talks about the Texas resources arriving, razor wire and soldiers. Now the crossings are a trickle. However, we're also getting reports that Border Patrol has about 25,000 illegals in custody as of this morning, and multiple Border Patrol sectors are over capacity. There you go. Just in 1 week, by the way, three agents were beaten up, 67,759 people arrested, more than 15,000 getaways. In other words, we don't know where those people are. And get this, 56 pounds of fentanyl. Among a lot, just tons of other stuff they've gotten there. 224 pounds of marijuana. What a mess. All right, let's get to the borders. And again, this is Open Line Fridays. And we do want to welcome all of our new listeners from WTJS, the great radio station Super Talk in West Tennessee, 844-747-8868. Let's go to William in Statesville, North Carolina. William, what say you? What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there in America. Second of all, I used to drive all over the state of Texas when I was over the road truck driver. It's been a while since I've been down there, but last time I was down there, just about everywhere across the whole state, there were signs that said, "Don't mess with Texas." My question is to Greg Abbott. Did he take them darn signs down? And if he has, put them back up.
I'm with you. I think that's a great question, William. Great question.
Take care, bud.
William, God bless you. And as William said, happy Mother's Day to all you great moms out there. And I know the flower shops are. We have a great flower shop here in Memphis called Pew's Flowers. And they're really good people. As a matter of fact, they've been actually providing flowers to moms, doing a dozen roses giveaway on the radio station. Very nice. Pugh's Flowers, P-U-G-H, in Memphis, Tennessee. Good people. By the way, some of you were asking yesterday, I got some messages after the show. You asked about this new product that's sponsoring the program called Calitrin, and I've been using that, started the weight loss campaign, lost about like 12 pounds so far. You can't tell yet, but you know, it's working. And I've been taking Calitrin. This is pretty spectacular. It's a stimulant-free, no drugs, and it is all safe and natural, and it's pretty spectacular. And one of the great benefits, believe it or not, folks, I've been actually getting 7-8 hours of sleep a night as a result of taking Calitrin and losing weight. Folks, I would encourage you to give them a call, and people were asking, what was the phone number? I'm going to give it to you, 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use my promo code, and they're going to give you a discount. Todd is the promo code, and you can also go online at toploss.com. That's toploss.com, and try out Calitrin. It's working for me, and I got a long ways to go, but so far, so good. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. B in West Tennessee listening to us on WTJS. B, what's on your mind today?
Man, we're talking the border today. Todd, I appreciate you having me on. Man, when I look at this border situation, it just doesn't seem like incompetence. It doesn't seem like a mistake. It doesn't seem like, bad judgment. To me, it seems like this is an opened invasion by design because it seems to me American citizens don't vote for Democrats anymore. So they need to flood the country with illegal aliens from third world countries to get the welfare state that they want.
And believe it or not, B, that's exactly what is happening. I want to play some audio from 2017. President Biden talking about the whole purpose of, there's a point to all of this, as you just said. This is President, or former Vice President Joe Biden back in 2017. Cut number six.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
Now, look, and B, I appreciate that call, and thank you for bringing this up, because this is an important part of the puzzle. Now, Tucker Carlson came under fierce attack every time he would bring this up, this idea of the replacement theory. They're opening up the borders intentionally to replace all of the white people, right? And Tucker was accused of being all sorts of horrible, heinous things. But yet this was what Joe Biden was saying back in 2017. He was actually admitting he wasn't calling it a replacement theory, but that's exactly what it is. Now, I will say this as a person of the Caucasian persuasion. That's a little unsettling when you hear someone say, yeah, we want to replace all of you white people. And that's what Joe Biden just said. So where are all of us white people supposed to go, President Biden? What are we supposed to do? And by the way, could you imagine if Joe Biden had been speaking at this event and said, well, you know what, we're going to replace all the black people. We're going to replace all the Asian people. No, of course not. Nobody would ever say anything like that, and nobody should say anything like that. This is America. It's a melting pot. But we have to have legal immigration. And by the way, nobody talks about all the people waiting patiently to come into this country legally. Nobody wants to talk about that. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Robert, what's on your mind, Robert?
Todd, nice to talk to you. In 1977, I joined the Marine Corps, and I held my right hand up and swore to uphold the Constitution and fight for this country. If the politicians that are in there now, I imagine they had to do the same thing. And they're not. So when do we get to a point that we say enough is enough, and as Americans, we stand up and we hold these people accountable to the highest thing we can possibly hold them to? Because I'll bet you if we held one of them up to a firing squad for treason, they might take another look at the direction that they're leading us into.
Robert, it's very clear that President Biden has a responsibility under the U.S. Constitution. The oath of office is to protect us from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And he is not doing that. And Ben Dieter, I want you to find a Dieter, if you will, find out when the last time a person was actually executed for treason in this country. I believe it was in the 1950s, I think it was the 1950s. Anyway, research and just break in and let me know. But to your point, Robert, look, I don't think we ought to go around shooting people. That's just not what we do here. But I do think that if Joe Biden has violated his oath of office, I do believe that he should be put on trial for that. I believe that he should be impeached for that. But unfortunately, we have leadership in the House of Representatives, and right now they don't see anything at all that Biden has done that would warrant impeachment. Not even allowing an invading army to cross our border and conquer our nation. And you better believe that's exactly what's happening right now, Robert. Appreciate that call. Let's go to Jeff. Yes,
Todd,
sir.
Let me jump in here real quick. So according to CBS News, the last person convicted of treason was a Japanese-American sentenced to death in 1952 for tormenting American prisoners of the war during World War II.
All right. Very good. Thank you. I thought it was in the 1950s. So there you go. All right. Let's go to Jeff in North Carolina. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind?
I got a solution for the whole border crisis. Send Donald Trump down there to negotiate with all the cartels and say they'll pay them how much ever they're making selling drugs to guard the border, but they can't hurt anybody. Great idea, right?
What? You know, I like the other idea where Trump actually asked whether or not we could send the Air Force down there and bomb them back to the Stone Age. All right, yeah, Jeff. Appreciate that call. Let's go to You know what? Let's take a break here. So hang tight if you're on hold. We're gonna get to you guys in just a moment. 844-747-8868. Toll free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, also, we've been following another big story, and we're gonna get to this when we come back. This hero Marine, Daniel Penny. Just a few moments ago, and this is pretty awful, just a few moments ago, there was video of Mr. Penny, and he's the hero Marine who saved all those people on board the subway car by taking out the crazed lunatic, Jordan Neely. And now Mr. Penny has been charged with manslaughter, and he was walked out of the police headquarters in handcuffs. I mean, they're perp walking the guy. And the reason why they're doing that is they don't want the city to burn down. That's why they're doing it. Eyewitnesses say that the guy did nothing wrong, that he was just trying to protect everybody. And the video seems to back all of that up. It's not like this happened in a vacuum. We know exactly what happened on that subway car. But now, Mr. Penny, for doing the right thing and doing what his military training compelled him to do, could be facing 15 years in prison. Isn't it interesting that Alvin Bragg will go after law-abiding, good and decent men and women like this U.S. Marine, but they will set free the criminals who are literally beating people up with baseball bats. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap, and the sound of me not doing dishes, and the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.
It's Mother's Day weekend, and if you want to give your mom a shout-out, why? Maybe you can tell us why you have the best mom in all of America. We're going to let you do that today. 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. That's 844-747-8868. I'll tell you, my mom, Kathy Starnes, now she passed away. My dad passed away in 2007. And then my mom passed away the following year. She was just 58 years old, 59, yeah, young. And but she was a great cook. And I remember when I was growing up, when we went to a small Baptist church, and whenever they had a revival preacher coming in for the weekend, you know how back in the day, they used to do revival meetings. And Ben Dieter, you may not know this growing up in the Pittsburgh area, but
Were they the tent meetings?
There were some tent meetings, but this was like you had a full, every night you were going to church for the full week. And now they don't even do revivals in a lot of churches. And if they do, it's just like a one day, which is like technically church. But they would always have a lady in charge of cooking for the revival preacher, right? So they wanted to give the best of the best. So they always asked my mom to do it. And she was a good cook. They would always say, now, Kathy, you know, the preacher's got to preach in the evening time. So this would be like on Sunday. And you'd have the morning service. And then you'd have lunch. And they would always tell her, so just sandwiches. Just give us some ham and cheese sandwiches. We need something like maybe a salad. And, of course, my mom was not having any of that. She was whipping out the cast iron skillets. She was frying chickens, and she was baking hams.
Paula Deen style.
Hot roast. Oh, Paula Deen can't hold a ladle to my mom.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sweet potato pies, pecan pies, you name it.
Wow.
I'm telling you. That preacher, and the great part about it as a kid, the preacher was so exhausted that he always cut the sermon short in the afternoon.
You can't preach a sermon on gluttony after that.
Then you have the all-day singings, you know, with the gospel quartets. And my mom would be, she had the big, you know, you always had to have a congealed salad in the South. And every time the bass player hit those low notes on Just a Little Talk with Jesus, the jello shimmied.
Wow.
I'm just telling you. Good stuff. So if you want to give your mom a shout out today, give us a call. 844-747-8868. All right. Let's go to Zach in Maine. I'm very anxious to hear your analogy about the border.
Hey, how are you? Good afternoon, America. So I know it's hard to understand for some people. My analogy of the border is it goes like this. Our world is a windstorm. In the house that Americans live in is there to protect from the wind. The occupants of the house are the Americans that are building America. With our door wide open, it allows wind into the house. Our Americans are building America, and picture America built of playing cards. So we have playing cards being built, and the door's wide open. As long as that door's wide open, the border, the wind's going to come in and affect the playing cards and knock them down. It's going to have an effect on building America, like it is with everything that's coming with the immigration, whether it's, you know, overpopulated schools, you know, the infrastructure being affected, the whole nine yards. So we could close the door and continue building America until we can open it up for certain illegal immigrants, certain immigrants that want to come to the country legally, or we can leave it wide open. So we have the wind coming in, knocking down cards, leave it wide open. We could reach out and allow some of the immigrants to help build the cards, but eventually the house is going to be too compact, too crowded to be able to build America effectively with all of the occupants growing so quick.
All right. I think it makes sense. Zach, sort of like, remember the story of the three little pigs? You got the one house, what is it, the one pig made of straw and the other made of sticks or something. And then you had the one house where the big bad wolf could not blow it down. It was the one made of bricks.
Bricks.
So there you go. I like it. Zach, thank you. I could use some barbecue, by the way.
Oh,
talking about those pigs.
Oh, my goodness. It kind of reminded me of, you remember that children's song in Sunday school? The wise man built his house upon the rock. You remember that
one? Oh, yeah. The other one, the loser
built it
on
the
sinking sand.
It all goes kasplat.
Yeah.
So we're building our country on sand right now, as they think his point.
Who's blowing the hot air? That's got to be Biden. I like that analogy. All right. Very good. All right, folks, we're going to have to take a quick break here. But again, give us a call. Open line Fridays. We're going to your calls coming up. We have some great guests coming up in the next hour of the program as well. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And again, welcoming all of our new listeners in West Tennessee. We're just happy to have you guys on board. And by the way, be sure to check out our friends at Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative Christian wireless carrier. They've been longtime sponsors, good people, and they are fighting for freedom every single day. And by the way, they've got a great wireless service. So if you're looking for a great, great cell phone service, check out patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And be sure to use my promo code Todd They're going to give you a great discount and free premier activation. We'll be right back, America.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We're very happy to have you with us today. This is Open Line Friday, which means you have the opportunity to call in and talk really about whatever you want to talk about. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. And we'll be taking your calls throughout this hour of the program. All right. I want to play some audio from the Vice President, Kamala Harris. Now, this is back in 2019. And she is now saying that illegal aliens should receive health care paid for by the American taxpayers. Take a listen.
The bill also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
All right, there you go. And also they're getting free cell phones. Every illegal alien coming across the border is getting a cell phone courtesy of the American taxpayer. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us from the 1st Congressional District in California, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Congressman, we've been really focusing on Texas and the impact the illegal alien invasion is having on the Lone Star State. But I'm curious to know how things are going in California. Of course, you're nowhere near the border, but it's certainly going to impact California.
Well, Governor Newsom and the gang here in the majority in California actually send engraved invitations for them to come here. So it isn't really a border problem. It's a bigger government problem as it is. They pay for people to come in. They pay for their amenities. And it's also an abortion tourist state as well. So, you know, it's a lot different viewpoint than what Texas has or Arizona would have had under a different governor. It depends on if you're a blue state or a red state. You know, Texas is taking measures that they can within their means and the federal law with their National Guard and such, and I commend them for that. Because, and thank you for using the word invasion, because, you know, I hate when they're using it on TV. They're calling them migrants and things like that. This is an invading force here.
No, it is, Congressman, and we have to call it out. If you want to talk about migrants, we can talk about the people that are trying to come to America legally. They're going through the process, they're taking the test and the exams, and that's the way it used to be, and we ought to be honoring that, but instead those poor people just get shoved to the back of the line.
And the line gets longer, and the Democrats don't seem to mind going outside the law and not honoring people that have worked hard. It's already tough enough to work through an immigration process to get a green card or become a citizen. We ought to be looking at how we can revamp those to make it a cleaner system for those that want to legitimately do so. It shouldn't take years and years of attorneys. I mean, the law should be just like applying for a building permit or something. If you follow A through Z on the permits, and we have space, and we've agreed to take X amount of new citizens or new visas for students, tourism, laborers, whatever. It's just to be cut and dried on paper. You know, they say, well, we need immigration reform. Like, no, we need to just follow the laws that by and large haven't worked good since the founding of this country, you know, with modifications for modern times or newer technology or whatever. But it all starts with having a border that you can enforce. And, you know, Trump was on TV the other night talking about how, you know, they made a good start on it. The gal hosting there was trying to downplay it. But, you know, had he been able to complete the work there, it would be so much easier, so much less of a burden for our you know, God bless our border personnel for trying. But they've just been made more into clerks and welcome wagon people by what this administration is doing to them.
They can only do so much. And, I mean, that's the reality of the situation. I'm curious about Hispanic Americans there in California. At least in Texas, they're being severely impacted, and many of them are just enraged that the border is not being secure. What are you hearing from that constituency in California?
Well, unless they're part of an advocacy group or one of the NGOs that makes money off that, people that have come here legally, and or even some of those that, you know, we have farm workers that came here outside of the law, and we've worked to try and fix that a little bit with a method to give a legal farm workforce that isn't giving away the store here, you know. But many of these folks are outraged as well because they did it right, and they're seeing that that's not being rewarded. And for people that have become citizens or those that are playing by the rules, they're taxpayers too. And they see that it's abusing their way of life. And what's coming across the border isn't just, you know, maybe more new farm workers or people laying drywall or what have you. We got some really bad people coming in amongst all that. And obviously we're seeing that with the, what that means for security and for crime. And it isn't just, you know, as you said, Hispanic workers, you're seeing a certain amount of people coming up from China, coming across from China through there, and any other terrorist organization that might have a whim of doing it as well.
Mm. And Congressman, we're just getting this statement from the Department of Health and Human Services, and Fox News is reporting this. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is deeply saddened by the tragic loss of a child. So apparently a migrant child has been killed or has died in U.S. custody. We're going to see more of this, and I have no doubt about it, Congressman. When you look at what's happening with these human traffickers, with the disregard for the safety of children, it's just this. More of this is going to happen, I'm afraid.
Well, sir, it really, I mean, you know, they can't bat 1,000 every time, you know, and a tragedy like this is going to happen. It isn't the fault of the people, of, you know, the people that are keeping them in custody, keeping an eye on them. You know, these were Obama's cages to begin with, so to speak, right? And really what it was intended to do was protect the kids from these traffickers, you know, while this thing is being processed. But it's so overwhelming, you can't process all this. You know, Biden's even saying they're going to have an even more fast-track way to take their picture and cut them loose and such. So, you know, it's disingenuous that they were trying to, you know, say 1,200 more troops at the border was going to actually help. So they're just, from what I'm gathering, just turning them into more processors or making more processors out of border personnel. So, and you know, I've visited the border a couple different occasions down there in Yuma, Arizona, about a year and a half ago. And I've seen what's on the ground there. The people are just walking across, and we actually send like these tourist vans to go pick them up and process them sooner. There's open gaps in the fence that could be easily fixed and make the job of the border personnel. If you can funnel them all through certain portals instead of having these constant gaps. Trump tried to get it finished and ran out of time because of how the election went. And Biden about, you know, September of 21, I think, was saying, well, we should go ahead and fill in some of these gaps. Well, that all disappeared. He didn't do anything about that. If they would just do that, it would help make a portal or for at least processing people. But the signal needs to be sent: do not come. Didn't Kamala say that once as in her job as border czar? Do not come. Well, they certainly aren't doing anything to enforce that or actually send the signal that they don't want them to come when it's wide open. You know, Todd, it's unbelievable that this is happening this way, and it's unbelievable that more Americans aren't outraged at what this is costing our country and our security and our schools and the drug flow and even gun flow across the border. These guys are getting away with just ruining our sovereignty on this. And in the 22 election, I got to say, really disappointed me because not more people were held accountable that are in favor of this, you know, especially on the Senate side. We got a House majority. It should have been a stronger majority. Somebody, you know, it's extremely frustrating just as a regular guy here. I'm on my farm right now watching the seed being flown on my rice fields here and stuff. And it's just our country is in terrible hands, and so is our state. Gavin Newsom, he's actually probably third in line to be one of the best candidates the Democrats have for president this go-around. You know, that'd be unbelievable if this country elected a guy like that. We got duped by Biden to some extent. Kamala's terrible. So Newsom might be the next guy, you know, and that would be just a nightmare.
Well, no doubt. It would be a nightmare. Congressman, before we let you go, what'd you think about President Trump's performance at the town hall?
I didn't get to see the whole thing. I only got to see was excerpts there. And I think he held his own pretty good. I would have liked to see him answer a couple questions a little differently or what have you. But, you know, he's himself on that stuff. And just the hostess, she's just kind of rude in talking over. You know, if I was in the spot, say, hey, did you have me on to talk to you, or do you want to talk yourself over me, you know? And then finally, after a while, just walk off. Like, you know, if you want to do all the talking, you don't need me here, right?
That's,
you know,
it.
So I'll answer the question. Good, that's why I asked the question. If you just shut up and let us answer the question, we'd actually have something your viewers could see. So I thought it was pretty rude. But if she was interviewing a Democrat, it'd be just a love fest softball, you know, be like an Oprah show or something like that. But when they put one of our people on, they're always really on point. I didn't like what I saw of that. But I think the president handled most of it, you know, pretty good. Pretty good. But they're trying to play gotcha the whole time, so maybe some of those could have been better. But, you know, he's just got to hang in there, and we got to do better in 24 because we cannot take as a country the energy. Energy is the key to everything. Our border, inflation, our international relations, Israel, man, you know, I could go all day, sir, but it's just there's so many things that need America to be strong. We need men to be strong, the whole works, you know.
No, you're right about that. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We'll let you get back to the farm, and we really appreciate you coming on. We'll get you back on soon.
I'd love to come on. Thank you, and you keep hanging in there.
Will do. All right, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, that's from California's 1st Congressional District, a very conservative a part of California, by the way. All right, look, we're going to take a break. We're going to the phone lines. We have Corky in Louisiana. We have Joe in Georgia. Hang tight, 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.
All right, it is a terrible situation. We're getting word, and this is coming from the federal government now, that a migrant child is dead. A migrant child in the custody of the Biden administration is dead. We have no other details on what happened or how the child died. But understand this, the blood of that child is on the hands of Joe Biden and his border czar, Kamala Harris. And we know that, and we can say that beyond a shadow of a doubt because of something Joe Biden said back in 2019 before he was elected president. And here's what he said. Over the last year, 6 children have tragically died in U.S. custody at the border. It's unacceptable. It's not who we are. And silence is complicity. It's on all of us to stand up and speak out. America is a nation of immigrants. We must guarantee everyone is treated with dignity. Now, this is really interesting because Fox News is now reporting that in today's press avail, the reporters were not allowed to directly ask questions, right? So it's our understanding that the questions had to be submitted in writing, and one of the Fox reporters got wind of this child being killed, and so they asked the question in writing. And now we're getting word that the Biden administration refused to answer the question. So there you go. Jackie Heinrich of Fox News says, today as reports circulate of a migrant child death in U.S. custody, hours after Title 42 is lifted, Biden administration officials forced reporters to submit pre-written questions and ignored Fox's question on this reported death. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Corky in Louisiana, listening to us on the great KROF down in Cajun country.
How do you do?
Corey, what's on your mind?
Well, today, open mic, I just related to, you know, I went to school in Jackson, Mississippi growing up, not too far from Memphis, made a few trips up there, and we were always told how dumb we were, but I'm reminded of something we learned in school, and another phrase, two of them, one, the tail wagging the dog, and the story, I think it was Rudyard Kipling, about the camel getting his nose in the tent, and then his head, and then his whole body, and pretty soon everybody in the tent was out in the cold. And that's what I'm reminded of with this situation of wokeness and the border. We are letting the tail wag the dog, 1% or less, telling us what to do. That's just stupid.
Mm. Well, there you go. It is stupid, but that's the reality of our situation. A whole lot of stupid right now in the country, Corky. I appreciate that call. Let's go to Georgia. Joe on the line. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Todd, your great radio show is going to lead us to a landslide win for Trump. The Democrats are just unbelievable. We've got a $30 trillion deficit. It's just terrible. We've got to elect Republicans, so I'm urging everybody to call.
What happened to Joe?
Hello.
All right. Folks, we're going to... All right, hang tight. We've got an issue with our phone lines here. So, guys, let's make sure the phone lines are taken off the air there. My apologies. We're having some bad weather here in Memphis, Tennessee today, so I think we're having some issues with our phones. All right, when we come back, Anderson Cooper is in a tizzy, and I do mean a tizzy right now. And the reason why is because they dared to actually invite Donald Trump onto their platform. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about all of this nonsense surrounding the Trump town hall is that CNN is now admitting that they are far leftist, that they're really not a news organization because they don't want to give a platform to anybody they disagree with. And that's pretty clear. So we're going to be touching base on that story coming up. Again, open line Friday, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Newsmax, by the way, is conducting a big poll this week, and they have a very simple question. Do you want to see Tucker Carlson on Newsmax? How would you like to see that happen? Can you imagine the ratings? Sweet mercy. Well, Newsmax believes in Tucker Carlson, and they believe in freedom of speech. Newsmax is now the fastest-growing cable news channel. Millions of people are turning off Fox for Newsmax. Now, it's super easy to vote in this Newsmax poll. All you have to do is send them a text message, and boom, you are good to go. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747, and you'll be able to cast your vote. Do you want to see Tucker Carlson on Fox News or on Newsmax? Give us a call. Again, that's skip to 39747, skip to 39747.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap, and the sound of me not doing dishes, and the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.
All right, people, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. I think we got the phone situation figured out and sorted out, so give us a holler. This is Open Line Friday on our national program. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. Again, a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So Anderson Cooper is all in a tizzy, if you will, because CNN dared to invite Donald Trump on for a little bit of fair and balanced coverage. And folks are spitting mad, according to all of the reports coming out of CNN, that staffers are ready to revolt. So Anderson Cooper went on the channel last night, and he tried to do a little bit of damage control. Let's take a listen to cut two.
Many of you have expressed deep anger and disappointment. Many of you are upset that someone who attempted to destroy our democracy was invited to sit on a stage in front of a crowd of Republican voters to answer questions and predictably continued to spew lie after lie after lie. And I get it. It was disturbing. It was disturbing to see and hear that person refer to a black law enforcement officer as a thug, an adjective he used many times to describe black men, and call Caitlin Collins, the moderator, nasty, which is what he calls any woman who stands up to him. It was disturbing to hear him speak so highly of QAnon conspirators and insurrectionists who assaulted police officers in our democracy on January 6th. And it was awful to hear him spread ridiculous lies about the election. And it was certainly disturbing to hear that audience, young and old, our fellow citizens, people who love their kids and go to church, laugh and applaud his lies and his continued defamation of a woman who, according to a jury of his peers, he sexually abused and defamed. As good a job as Caitlin Collins did trying to fact check him, it is impossible to fact check fully because he lies so shamelessly. Now, many of you think CNN shouldn't have given him any platform to speak, and I understand the anger about that, giving him the audience, the time, I get that. But this is what I also get. The man you were so disturbed to see and hear from last night, that man is the front runner for the Republican nomination for president. And according to polling, no other Republican is even close. That man you were so upset to hear from last night, he may be president of the United States in less than 2 years. And that audience that upset you, that's a sampling of about half the country. They are your family members, your neighbors, and they are voting. And many said they're voting for him. Now, maybe you haven't been paying attention to him since he left office. Maybe you've been enjoying not hearing from him, thinking it can't happen again. Some investigation is going to stop him. Well, it hasn't so far. So if last night showed anything, it showed it can happen again. It is happening again. He hasn't changed. And he is running hard. You have every right to be outraged today and angry and never watch this network again. But do you think staying in your silo and only listening to people you agree with is going to make that person go away?
All right, there he is, Anderson Cooper. A little, sounds a little butthurt to me. It might just be me, but no, Dylan, I mean nothing else by that. Just what I think. He just sounds butthurt. As do many of the CNN radicals. But I have a couple of questions. And by the way, Anderson Cooper, you guys may not know this, but his claim to fame, the reason why he got hired by CNN, the most profane name in news, is no, it's not because he was gay. I mean, he is gay, but I don't think that's right. I mean, it could be the reason why. I don't know. But yeah, yes, I know Don Lemon was gay too. Yes, I get. No, I don't think that has anything to do with it. Come on, guys. We got to stay focused here. But he was actually the host of the television reality series, The Mole. No, it's not a dermatology thing. I think it was actually something else. I'm not a big fan of the reality TV shows. What are you laughing at, Ben Dieter? It's true. That's his claim to fame. His journalistic claim to fame was that Anderson Cooper was the host of The Mole, a reality TV, kind of like Real Housewives of Atlanta.
This is new news to me.
Oh, you didn't
realize
that.
I thought it was because his mom was big, wealthy, and, you know, influential.
Oh, Ben, there's a big development there. Because I have a question. It's a big question.
Yes.
Because you're right. Anderson Cooper comes from an incredibly wealthy family, one of the wealthiest families in all of America. His great-great-great-grandfather, or it may be four greats, his great-great-great-grandfather, one Cornelius Vanderbilt. And Ben, all you have to do is a quick Google search of the following question, which I did this morning, ladies and gentlemen. And in my hands, I have the results of my Google search. And here's the question, Ben. I wanted to know, did Cornelius Vanderbilt, the great business magnate, did he own slaves?
What'd you find?
Ladies and gentlemen, my question for CNN, why are they allowing the descendant of a slaveholder to work at their network? Right? The sins of the father. Clearly, they infect all of us, right?
Right.
I mean,
they should be forking over that money. I mean, to Don Lemon at minimum.
At the very least. I think they have to fire Anderson and bring back little Donnie.
Yes.
Only to make things right.
Right, I mean, the wrong of slavery.
We gotta talk reparations with Anderson. We really do need to. So the descendant of a slaveholder is one of the stars of CNN. You know what? Every time, moving forward, every time we mention Anderson Cooper, we will be playing Zippity Doo Dah Zippity A from Song of the South. That, Dylan, that is a requirement. We have to do it. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Anderson Cooper from CNN, the star of reality TV, very upset with all of you people out there who are Trump supporters. Very upset. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. May I ask a question about President Biden? And I don't mean this in a weird, creepy sort of way, but the president's acting sort of weird and creepy. So yesterday, he had a big gathering at the White House, and they had all these children in attendance. It's really not a good idea. No, I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying there's just some really suspicious behavior. Yes, I'm referring to the diary. Yes, Ben, I'm talking about the diary where Ashley Biden said that she took showers with her father and it made her feel uncomfortable. And that's the only reason why. But anyway, people, Democrats, they don't care about their kids. They let the children come to the White House for an event. And here's what Biden had to say after the event was over and he was supposed to go and take a nap.
All the kids under the age of 15, come on up here.
All the children. You know, it's interesting. It was not, you know, all the kids come up and let's hang out. No, it's all the kids under, 15? Can you play that again, please?
All the kids under the age of 15, come on up here.
I'm not sure what happened after that. The White House press report doesn't have any details, and maybe it's for the best. Maybe it's best we just not know. 844-747-8868. This is Open Line Friday. We'll be right back. Quick, let's go to Jim, WSIC in North Carolina. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Todd, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking, Jim.
I guess if you were doing any better, you'd need more hands to clap.
There you go. So I hear you want to take me to task for something I said last week.
Yeah, I got a little issue with that. You're talking about Nathan Bedford Forrest. Let me say something. You know, Nathan Bedford Forrest entered into the Confederate Army as a private. He came out as a general. Nathan Bedford Forrest took 41 of his slave men with him into battle. 40 came back with him, and after the war ended, only one defected to the North. Phil Sheridan, who fought the Indians out west, said the only good Indian was a dead Indian. And William Tecumseh Sherman burnt a 60-mile-wide swath from Atlanta to Savannah. And the only reason he didn't burn Savannah is because they surrendered it. And then he marched up to Columbia, South Carolina, and he
okay.
burnt that.
Well, let me jump in here, Jim, because we don't have a lot of time here. I didn't denigrate Nathan Bedford Forrest at all. I remember specifically the conversation. And I made a point of saying that Nathan Bedford Forrest, whose wife was a devout Christian woman, coaxed him, encouraged him to start going to church after the war, which he did. And as a result of that, he became a Christian man and he repented of his past life and how he lived his life. And he spent the rest of his life trying to make amends, speaking at the time to civil rights groups, teaching Sunday school, teaching children, black children, how to read and write. And I think that's a story that needs to be told. Yeah, you want to talk about the bad, or people want to talk about the bad, but they have to talk about the good as well. And that was the point of what we were, what I was trying to say. Jim, we've got to skedaddle because we have a guest that I need to get to here, but I appreciate your call and thank you for listening. All right, folks, a big Fathom event is coming up this weekend, and I'm a huge fan of these, and especially of our next guest, who is an accomplished documentary filmmaker. And I'm telling you, the films are just incredible. It's happening on May 15th and 17th. It's called Patterns of Evidence, Journey to Mount Sinai, and this is part two of that journey. Tim Mahoney joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the founder of Thinking Man Films and Media. Tim, it's been a while. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about this new film. It'll be in theaters May 15th and 17th. And you raised an interesting question. After 3,500 years, can evidence for the mountain where Moses and the Israelites met God still be found? And I'm curious, what did you find?
We found a tremendous amount of evidence, and many people have been curious about these mountains and the Bible and the Exodus, and people have been looking in Saudi Arabia, and back in 2002 and 2003, I was curious about this. That's when I started this investigation, and I went to Saudi Arabia, by the way, legally, and I went and filmed, but when I got there, I got into trouble, and I never left with my footage, even though I was there legally. Once they figured out why I was there, they took the footage, and ever since then, I've wanted to get to make this film, and this investigation is going to take the audience to three different Mount Sinai sites, and we're going to examine them, and at the end of the day, I'm actually going to tell you the mountain that I think is the right Mount Sinai.
This is going to be fascinating, and again, May 15th and 17th, Fathom event, and you can get information about the movie at patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com. You know, Tim, I grew up in church when there was an old saying, God said it, you know, I believe it, that settles it. And you took the Bible at face value, and you never, a lot of people didn't do research. They didn't study. And I'm curious, why are you doing this? Why are you going out to these places like Mount Sinai? And does that actually help strengthen your faith?
I think that what I've learned is that I always believed what you believe. You know, God said it, I believe it. I grew up in that church too. And what ended up happening was that colleges started to tell people that there wasn't any evidence for the Bible. And you would go to a Bible class or in seminaries, a number of places started to become very critical of the Bible and its historical accuracy. And I didn't know about this until I got into it. And I started to realize that influence, we know today that many young people are not following their faith, the faith of their families. And so they're being turned away from faith because they're being told that this is a fairy tale. So I decided to go look, and I almost lost my faith in the very beginning because I was told the same thing. And I ended up sticking with it, and that's how I was able to make this series of Patterns of Evidence films. And this movie, Journey to Mount Sinai, I think, well, I want people to go see it on next Monday, May 15th and 17th, because they're going to be able to take a trip to along with the Israelites on a journey to Mount Sinai and see the sights, I believe, that the Israelites saw. And they're going to be able to experience and feel it, and it's going to be an immersive experience. And I think that there's even a focus on worship that we're going to have in this movie towards the end, because that's the reason why the Israelites were told to go there. They're going to worship God, and they're going to make a commitment to Him.
You know, Tim, I know you know our good friend Ken Ham, and as a matter of fact, I was honored to be able to moderate a panel on one of your films at the Ark Encounter. And
yes.
And I think that thanks to the great work they're doing there and your films, we're watching a new generation of Christian young people that are rising up, and they're expressing an interest in archaeology and going and doing research. Are you finding that to be the case?
I was at a college doing an interview, actually, at a seminary. And as I was setting up the lighting, all of a sudden, this young man walks by me and he goes, "Excuse me, are you Tim Mahoney? Patterns of Evidence?" I said, "Yes, I am." He goes, "I want you to know that I'm at this school right now because of your films." And he says, "I've decided to become a Bible archaeologist, and I'm going to go and pursue the work." And I said, "That's amazing." You know, so yes, we're seeing people being encouraged in their faith. I even had a man who was going to commit suicide. And he during COVID, he was very discouraged, and he thought, "I'm just going to watch a movie before I, you know, take my life." And you know what? He picked Patterns of Evidence, the Moses controversy, watched that, and said, "The Bible's true." And it put his faith back in, and he watched another one, the Exodus. And then he sent the letter and said, "Tell Tim Mahoney that he saved my life."
Wow. And it really is that impactful, and I've seen it firsthand. You're being a part of two of these films. I'm curious, and we got about 60 seconds here, Tim. What's the bottom? What do you want people to take away from watching this new film, this new project?
I think people need to be encouraged that God's word is true, and I'm showing Patterns of Evidence. As you know, I'm very, you know, I take the Bible and I test it. And what we're seeing is a pattern, but it's not always in the same place that people have suggested. It's not always at the same time or the time, so it might be different place, different time. But we are seeing amazing patterns of evidence for the Bible. So I just want to encourage people to see this movie.
I love it. All right, Tim, we're gonna leave it there. Congratulations, and looking forward to seeing this movie on the big screen coming up next week.
Great. If they go to patternsofevidence.com, patternsofevidence.com, they can learn more about it and get their tickets.
All right. Sounds good. Tim, appreciate it. Have a great weekend and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. There you go, folks. Tim Mahoney, he's an award-winning director and founder of Thinking Man Films and Media, and just really a brilliant, brilliant scholar. But when you go and watch these documentaries, he just brings the Bible to life. And I think it's really an important thing, and especially if you've got kids or maybe somebody in your family and they're more science focused and they want to see that evidence. Well, that's why you need to take them to see Patterns of Evidence. Again, the new film is called Patterns of Evidence, Journey to Mount Sinai, and this is part two. You can get more information at patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com. And while you're doing that, you can also check out toddstearns.com. We have some great stories for you there. Also, fresh video coming from the border where this just tragic, tragic story. We understand that a child has now died in custody of the Biden administration at the southern border. And folks, I'm afraid we're going to hear more stories like that. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. It is Open Line Friday here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. This is Todd Starnes. We're broadcasting from rainy Memphis, Tennessee today. We'll be right back, America.
That's the sound of me prepping the grill with Reynolds Wrap. And the sound of me not doing dishes. And the sound of me spending more time outside with my family.
Easy prep, cook, and clean. Make time with Reynolds Wrap.
I like the sound of that.